Mamayo! Where were you when they burnt houses down? Where were you when they burnt schools down? Intellect and
the emotion and choice of words by this poet from Sierra Leone are not lost on the listener. She tells of a time of violence, destruction, and colonial dominance, stories that mark almost every African country. According to Hilda Twanjedwe, a writer and the executive director of Uganda Women Writers Association, policy transformation too can be driven by the right storytelling.
I have written stories of gender and sexual violence in Kisoro, and we gave those stories to the police chief, Kale Kaihura, and he went down to Kisoro and fired some officers there. Our stories made the community realize, no, if we do not change the way we are doing things, if we do not stop protecting rapists, something is going to be done.
But does every story create positive change, or are some of the stories told destructive to society's moral sense and culture? Concerns have been raised about the failure by some writers in Uganda to capture and document issues that directly impact communities for positive change. Theo Soa is the CEO African Women's Development Fund, who says writers and artists need to tell their stories properly, centering them about community needs, moving society to respect culture and not abuse it instead.
Storytelling can bring alive those issues which otherwise people may not understand. The power of artists to really help people understand the issues that our governments are tackling.
This poem is for the girl who is too thick, too slick, too thin, too smart, too pretty, too unpretty, too colored, too black, too white, too brown, too woman, all too soon.
The most complex of ideas, according to her, when woven into stories, will be understood by anybody, anywhere. Such is the power of storytelling, not subjective or respective to persons, touching both the learned and the illiterate, young and old, rich and poor, even irrespective of nationality.
Somehow we've let those things drop and then we only focus on the negative. So I want to see more of that storytelling. I want to see the storytelling that roots us in community care and in community growth and in much healthier nations.
Through storytelling, culture is preserved for generations to come. Hearts are broken and mended. There are lessons learned and lives are transformed.
For my body, your body, his body, her body, my body, our bodies, our bodies, our bodies, my body has memory.
This story was compiled by Anita Mwangazi reporting for 104.1 Power FM.